So before we get started, I will jump ahead of my slides. I have no relationships to disclose. And this study was part of the Minnesota Statewide Health Improvement Program, also known as SHIP. I know many states have something along these lines. And so this is funded through state funds. And we're focusing on Olmsted County, which is the county where the Mayo Clinic is located in southern Minnesota. I would actually first off really like to thank my co-authors, my team at Samuelson Associates, and then also our partners at Olmsted County Public Health Services, and especially like to thank Maria Boyle, who she was actually the lead in this evaluation but couldn't be here today because she's providing her own child care for her brand new twin girls. So the Olmsted County SHIP project, what I'll be sharing with you today is just a small piece of what went on in the county. This was something that we always encourage states and counties and the nation to fund, are these large-scale kind of community-level interventions that are intervening on in a number of settings, hoping to affect the whole county and get it to that tipping point to improve their county's health. So as you can see from this diagram, there's a lot going on in schools, around schools, safe routes to schools, the general community, and there was also tobacco-free work in addition to obesity prevention work. There was some focus on healthy work sites and also the healthcare setting. And then finally, what I'll talk about today was the focus on child care, and they worked exclusively in physical activity and child care. The county in general did quite a bit of needs assessment before they applied for funding, and they found that child care centers really seemed to be desperate in asking for help around physical activity specifically. They thought their nutrition was doing okay, so they focused their funds specifically in child care. Just the overall SHIP findings were fantastic. The county made a lot of great strides. This was just a general summary of the findings from across all the interventions. As was just mentioned before my presentation, we found across all interventions and in child care, it was really important to get provider buy-in, community and youth engagement across the board. And we think this has had some effect on state policy. We'll see. It's a difficult climate right now in Minnesota from what we hear. So the intervention was fairly comprehensive. This is a fairly small county, decent sized geographically, but the population is mostly focused in Rochester, Minnesota, where the Mayo Clinic is located, but the nearby rural communities were also involved. So this was conducted, 80 providers from a variety of child care centers attended a 14-hour I Am Moving, I Am Learning training, and this training was a fantastic training that took place over the course of about a week, so that, they came for a few hours every day over a week and got a fairly intensive training in physical activity. And the training was chosen because, again, with their needs assessment, that this is what people said they needed, was they said, listen, we would love to do more physical activity, but we ourselves don't have the skills. So the training was designed to really to meet their needs. Then after the training, SHIP provided funding for 10 specific child care centers. They purchased curriculum, and it was curriculum of their choice. Some of them purchased kind of a modified catch or sweat curriculum. Oops. And they were also able to purchase some portable equipment, so, balls, bats, jump ropes, child-appropriate things like that. That, again, the centers were able to choose what exactly they wanted to purchase. They weren't just given some supplies. After the centers were funded and things were off the ground, they've now started a fairly comprehensive monthly newsletter that gives tips, ideas, connects them with each other, shares success stories that have happened in the previous month, and it's just kind of a regular communication to help remind providers to keep this at the top of their agenda on a monthly basis. And then basically because of this work, we found that 11 of the facilities have adopted and implemented, official written child care policies, and I'll talk a bit more about those, and those policies affect about 1,300 children in these 11 centers. So we actually, Samuelson Associates, partnered throughout SHIP to do the actual evaluation, and we had hoped to do some on-site observations also, but the SHIP funding was not extended as far as we thought. So the findings I have to share are from an online survey we conducted, both at baseline, again, and then at endpoint. This online survey was sent out to pretty much every child care provider we could get in touch with, and we had a decent response rate of about 60%. And the questions related to the environment at their settings, policies they may or may not have, and the general overall programmatic support from the staff themselves and then their administration for child care. So we wanted to see if there was any general shift in staff support for child care during the intervention. Like I said, about 26 child care centers that we sent it out to responded, and they serve a very diverse group of children. Most of the centers, about 80%, said that they serve children that are Latino, African American, and or Asian, and about 3/4 of the centers also serve children that speak English as a second language. So to get to the interesting findings, I think first off, this was one of the best findings that we had, was that on the left-hand side here, you can see at baseline, just over 60% of the centers were offering over 45 minutes of daily physical activity, so just over half, and only 4% were exceeding the recommended 120 minutes a day of physical activity. Where then, as you can see at 2011, nearly 90% of the centers offered over 45 minutes of physical activity per day, and over 30% of the centers were actually exceeding the recommended 120 minutes. So again, this is reported, and we all know that sometimes we can't fully rely on this, but we definitely believe there was an effect, and they are practicing more physical activity during the day. We really wanted to figure out, you know, what their challenges were. We asked these at both points in time. These are the findings at endpoint. Not surprisingly, the weather is a major challenge in Minnesota. About half of the child care providers said that it was too cold a lot of the time, or even, you know, too hot in some of the summer months to go outside. About 40% of the centers said that they just did not have enough time. This is specifically with kind of very structured preschool type child care centers where the child goes for a couple hours a day. They said there just wasn't enough time in the day to fit in physical activity. And then a whole variety of other concerns, some of them related to liability around physical activity. Some small number of respondents indicated that children lacked an interest or skills, or that the centers themselves didn't have the policy to promote physical activity. This is interesting because I think there's some positive findings here. At time one, this was fairly different. The centers said that at time one, their major challenges were lack of indoor play areas, which was, again, a challenge for about a quarter of them, but that lack of their own knowledge about physical activity and inadequate play equipment were two of the major challenges at time one. So the providers themselves didn't feel like they were equipped, and they didn't have the equipment, and that was kind of specifically why the intervention was designed as it was that it provided them with training and equipment, and we saw that that wasn't as much of a challenge at time two, so we did overcome some of that. We did want to look at what the policies that were put on the books addressed, and almost all of the responding centers, so again, these are the centers that responded, the ones that probably are more interested and focused on child care, so that they have some form of policy, be it formal or informal. Over 2/3 of them have actual written policies that are, they said, written and followed most of the time. And these policies that have been put into place in the last year mostly addressed a set amount of physical activity training that's needed for staff, that staff themselves have to be active, that's in the policies, and then kind of a whole host of other things that are, you know, fairly common things that we recommended that these policies include. And they were given a sample policy, so a lot of the policies were similar because they adapted an existing sample policy to their own center. So overall, this was definitely, I think, from what we were able to evaluate, fairly successful. These new policies that were put on the books, staff definitely seems to be more aware and they seem to be prioritizing this. They themselves claimed, you know, they enjoyed doing more physical activities. You can see here with this quote, and this is a photo of some of the child care providers in one of the trainings, themselves practicing some of the activities they then brought home to their child care centers. There were challenges, both implementing and still continuing challenges with just providing child care. They didn't have enough time. Some of them said the equipment they got was great, but they don't even know where to put it. There's a variety of age groups at some of these centers. I think I neglected to mention these centers were mostly serving, 0 to 4-year-olds. So this is definitely, you know, younger than school-aged children. But even then, you know, you have a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old or a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, and those are very different appropriate activities for those ages. So that was a challenge that happened. And then, of course, winter weather, which is difficult to do anything about when you live in Minnesota. Like I said, we were hoping to have a bit of a continued SHIP program and expand our evaluation to do some more on-site observations, but SHIP did wrap up. So I do think they did a fantastic job of ensuring some sustainability of this program because it was so successful. This was one of the most sustainable programs of those overall programs that I showed at the beginning, this one really was embraced by the county and seems to be continuing. The policies will continue to be reviewed annually through the Child Care Resource and Referral Center. And that same center is going to continue offering the training a couple times a year because it was a very fantastic, well-received training. This website here will be used to share physical activity ideas. This will take place of the newsletter they were receiving, and they have found that this website is getting quite a few hits, and they think the centers that got used to receiving the newsletter are now going to this website on a regular basis because they appreciated that information. The Southeast Minnesota Child Care Directors Group will have, you know, verbally said that they will keep physical activity on their agenda, and you know, the people at the Child Care Resource and Referral Center that are conducting the training said they will continue to pressure them to make sure this is at the top of the list. And the state policies, we think, should be reviewed to include best practices. Again, this was just in one county in the state, and we made recommendations to the state in our final evaluation report. We hope that they take those recommendations into consideration, but we'll see. So I look forward to questions or comments afterwards. Thank you.